Sailor floats selling Bitcoin to fund STRC's 11.5% yield. Michael Saylor said Strategy is willing to sell Bitcoin to fund the 11.5% dividend on its STRC preferred shares if other funding routes get too expensive. The comment landed in a Cointelegraph interview clip posted at 07:00 UTC on May 29, 2026, and is the clearest signal yet that the company treats its BTC stack as a backstop for its income securities, not an untouchable reserve. BTC is trading at $73,708, up 0.9% on the day, but down 4.6% on the week, as of May 29, 2026. ETH sits at 2016, SOL at 8225. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 33 fear per CoinMarketCap data captured the same morning. The shift in tone for 5 years, Saylor's public framing has been, "We never sell." The Strategy Treasury policy describes Bitcoin as a long-duration reserve asset, and the company has historically funded purchases through equity raises, convertible notes, and ATM offerings rather than touching the stack. STRC changes the math. Strategy's perpetual preferred share pays an 11.5% cash dividend, which means the company has a recurring obligation to source dollars every quarter. So far, Strategy has covered the bill through new STRC issuance and ATM equity sales into MSTR. Saylor's interview answer made clear, those are not the only options on the table. If we have to, we'll sell some BTC to pay the dividend, he said, according to the Cointelegraph clip. He framed it as a last resort, not a base case, but the willingness to say it out loud is itself the story. STRC's cash obligation STRC was issued earlier in 2026 as a fixed income instrument designed to broaden Strategy's investor base beyond MSTR equity holders. The 11.5% coupon is high because the issuer is a single-asset Bitcoin treasury company with no operating cash flow worth mentioning, so buyers needed a premium to take the risk. At current STRC outstanding levels, the annual cash dividend obligation runs into the tens of millions of dollars. That amount is small against Strategy's roughly $40 Bitcoin stack at current prices, but it is recurring, and the cost compounds if STRC issuance keeps growing. The mechanics that worried analysts are simple. When MSTR's premium to NAV compresses, ATM equity raises stop being accretive. When credit markets shift, new STRC tranches get more expensive. If both windows close at once, the only assets left to monetize are the BTC reserves. The market reads Strategy's own treasury moves have already slowed in recent weeks, with the company adding zero BTC during one recent reporting window, while smaller public firms picked up 612 BTC between them. Bitcoin spot ETFs also posted a $733 single-day outflow on May 27th, the heaviest single-session redemption of the month. The combination is what makes Saylor's comment notable. A few months ago, the "we never sell" line did not need defending. With BTC pulling back into the low 70Ks, ETF flows turning negative, and STRC dividends on a fixed schedule, the question of how Strategy funds its income securities in a soft market is suddenly live. Bond market participants who own STRC will read the comment two ways. The bullish read is that Saylor confirmed dividend payments are non-negotiable, and the company has a 40B+ collateral pool sitting behind the coupon. The bearish read is that the company's infinite Bitcoin thesis just got a maturity schedule attached to it. Knock-on effects to watch STRC trading levels are the cleanest tell. If preferred holders interpret BTC sales as a credit positive, more certainty of payment, STRC should hold its yield. If they interpret it as the start of a slow unwind, the yield widens and future issuance gets more expensive, which forces more BTC sales, which widens the yield further. For MSTR equity, the read is different. The accumulation flywheel has always depended on the company being a net buyer. A net seller, even at the margin, breaks the narrative that drove the premium to NAV in the first place. Some MSTR holders will tolerate this if the sales stay small. Others will not. Bitcoin spot volume is already down 81% since October 2025, per CryptoQuant data, so any incremental supply from Strategy lands in a thinner market than it would have a year ago. That magnifies the price impact of even modest sales. The interview clip does not commit Strategy to any specific action, What it does is establish that the option is live and that the company will not rule it out under questioning.